All right. Hello and welcome to the second episode of Keep It Close to Me. I am Chris Haley. I am your host. This is a podcast about the things we love and, you know, life and stuff. So when we last left episode one, Liz and I had been talking about Superman, and that was originally it was going to all be one episode talking about Batman versus Superman and Superman and Liz and whatever else. But it went a little long, so this week is mostly about Batman versus Superman. Kind of also still not about Batman versus Superman in places, but, you know, it's fine. You probably already have your mind made up and all your own opinions about the movie, and they're all fine and valid, unless they're wrong, in which case you should try to fix that. But this week, yeah, we're going to be talking about that. And since we are going to be talking about Batman versus Superman, on the off chance that you haven't seen it and you have been spared that experience, spoilers. There are going to be some spoilers in there. Maybe a lot, maybe not too many. I don't remember exactly what we said and what all exactly qualifies as a spoiler, but I know there's definitely some spoilers in there because I remember saying at one point I need to remember to put some kind of warning about spoilers in there. So, spoilers, you have been warned. Also, some other things, just real quick. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at KICTM Podcast, I believe is the... Oh, I'm going to be embarrassed if I can't remember the Twitter. I guess I could pause this and look to make sure and then come back and edit it out. But, you know, I'd rather be honest with you guys and just you get to witness me have kind of a moment where I don't remember for sure what the Twitter name is, because it's a little, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking doing this by myself, like I said before. If you listened to the Zero episode, if you didn't, you missed me talking about how strange it is when I'm having to record these things just by myself. So anyway, yeah, I believe it's at KICTM Podcast on Twitter. The email address is keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. We've already gotten some cool emails, but if you want to send us something, if you've got thoughts on Man of Steel or Batman versus Superman, or just anything else, if you've got old Gravity Falls questions you feel like really need to be addressed, just, yeah, send them. In the show notes for this episode, I'm going to put a clip of Superman from Man of Steel. It's the scene where he's first learning how to fly. We talk about it a little bit, I think, in the last episode. And then my friend Jordan posted it on Twitter, I assume completely coincidentally, and that reminded me, oh, I should put that clip in there. And so that's in there. Also, I'm going to put the YouTube link to the movie Momo that Liz mentioned in the last episode, which is something else. You can check that out. Oh, speaking of the emails, if you do email us, be sure to put your age at the end of the email. Sign it, you know, your name and then your age, unless you're like self-conscious about your age, and then you can just put like, you know, over 18 or 21 or whatever, you know. Just it helps. We've really found when we were doing the gospel, because we had a really interesting demographic, a wide demographic, I guess would be a better way to say that. Because we had that, sometimes we didn't know how to interpret the emails we were getting unless we knew how old the person was. And then sometimes that really helps you know where this person is coming from a little better. So that's more for your benefit than for ours. Well, I guess it's kind of, it's beneficial to me, but it's also beneficial to you, so that I, you know, we know how to approach things better. Also, real quick, I wanted to thank Matt Wilson from the popular podcast War Rocket Ajax, and who I also do stuff with in the comics world and at Comics Alliance, and just a friend and ally all around. So I'd like to thank Matt for mentioning the show on War Rocket Ajax last week, and Chris Sims as well. I'd like to thank them for all the nice things they said about me and the show, and that was super cool. So thank you, Matt. And if you're here because of them, then double thank you, Matt. Also, another person I need to thank that I have not done so properly in the show yet is my friend Corey. He is my oldest friend in the world. I've known him since I was 5 years old. And if you like the Let's Be Friends Again theme song that plays at the end of the episodes, Corey was responsible for that. He wrote and recorded that. I believe my friend Danny also, I think he played drums on it and probably helped with the recording process, if I'm not mistaken. But Corey is super talented and just so awesome. Such a great guy, such a good friend. And, you know, aside from family, I he's the person I've known the longest in this world. And I'm glad I still know him. And he's not on Twitter, but he is on Instagram. And he has a band that he's in. And I'm going to put the link to his band in the show notes, and you should check them out because they're great. And he's a great dude, and, you know, there you go. He'll probably be on here at some point. I would be shocked if he did not show up on the show here at some point. So, having said all that, let's get into this Batman versus Superman nonsense with Liz.
I imagine there are ways in which people could talk about this movie being bad.
Sure. Let's start now.
The ways that upset you about how this movie was bad, was it in how Superman was treated as a character?
It was how, well, okay. I feel like every character was treated poorly in this movie, for starters. Mm. I felt like, I was like, wow, you guys are really trying to make this movie the thing that is your launching pad for all these characters and all these other movies. And you've kind of made them all look dumb. Hmm. And so that makes me go,
I thought Wonder Woman looked badass.
Well, she, okay, that's fair. Yeah, totally.
All right.
I'll go with that. But she also, there's some sounds coming from somewhere else in the house, and I was trying to figure out what they were, and if they were going to suddenly come rumbling into play.
Sure.
Of like, oh, is there
erupting into the room?
Yeah, I was like, is there about to be a stampede of adorable cats coming this way, with people chasing after them for some reason? Like, oh, the cats have gotten a hold of something. Their plan's working, and now they're running this way to try to escape. Now, I have no idea what you asked me. But Wonder Woman
looked pretty cool,
but
yeah.
Also, do you notice, like, for how many, there was like so many characters in this movie that almost, like, I was talking about this with April and then also Zach, and I was like, I bet if you took all of the Superman's and Clark Kent's lines of dialogue from this movie and just copied and pasted them from a script, it would fill like 2 pages at most.
Oh man, he didn't say much, did he?
And that movie is 2.5 hours long, and he says very little, even though the movie is at least supposed to be half about him. Well, and the movie was about him, but he didn't say much. It was like there was a lot of people talking about him or saying things at him.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of scenes, oh, hey guys, I should have said this very much at the beginning. Spoilers! If you haven't seen this movie and don't want it ruined for you, we're going to be talking about lots of things. Surely, though, I'll put that in the notes or something. Everyone will. Sorry. But he says so little. There's a lot of scenes where people say things to him, and then there's just like a shot of him standing there thinking about what they said. And then it cuts to something else, you know?
Yeah.
And there's like, he'll have like one line of dialogue with someone and then fly off. And then like, he I feel like the person he had the most lines of dialogue with was Perry White, and arguing about what story he was going to do. Like,
yeah,
like more than Batman, more than Lois Lane.
But do you think that, because this, the whole time I was thinking like, guys, just talk it out.
Oh, yeah. My A number, this, like when we left the movie and I had said to everyone, I was like, I don't feel like I really want to talk about this movie right now. Because my brain was like still wanting to, my brain was still kind of like doing that, you know, that computer loading, thinking about like where it's trying to bring, you know, pull a program up,
yeah,
or perform some action, where it's just like my brain was still like chewing through it. Like, what did, how do I feel about that? What did I think? Try to make sense of it. But we got in the car And April said, can I just say this one thing? And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. She was like, can I just say the thing that made me the maddest? And I was like, yeah, sure. And she goes, when they're at the end and they're about to, or close to the end, when they're about, which it's actually not close to the end. I mean, it's like, it's in the back half of the movie when Batman and Superman finally fight. But then they only, also it's hilarious that movie's called Batman versus Superman and it's 2.5 hours long and their fight is literally like maybe 5 minutes.
Did you want more fight?
No, I didn't want any fight. But if you're going to call if you're going to sell a movie, like this is the kind of thing that bothers me too, is like this movie was sold in name and in all of the advertising, all of the, you know, the marketing, all of that stuff was like, Batman versus Superman. Mm-hmm. Who will win? Hashtag who you think, whose side you're on, and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, they both seem like dummies who are being manipulated really easily. Like, you know? But April goes, I didn't want more fight. I didn't want any fighting.
Yeah.
But it's like, and it's ludicrous that, like, Superman goes over there to fight him. Like, the fact that he didn't immediately just land and go, he's got my mother. You've got to help. He's going to kill my mom if we don't fight. You've got to help me. But instead he goes, he says something like just a little bit of Lex is manipulating you or whatever. And then that he shoves Batman. Like there was nothing keeping the two of them from having a conversation.
Right.
Like Batman had some traps ready for him, but they clearly didn't stop or phase him. Those first, because at first there was like the sound thing, and then there was like then there was the machine guns, and Superman could just like once he stopped both of those things, as he's getting closer to Batman, he could have said, he didn't even have to land. He could have just said, "Listen, the fact that they're fighting is like just immediately like why?"
Yeah, yeah.
Other than the fact that you have to put this in the movie, or people are gonna feel like because if they hadn't fought. Mm-hmm. Then people would have been like, why did you call it this? Which would have been my question as soon as they started writing the script. Like, hey, can we not call it Batman versus Superman? Because these guys shouldn't fight.
Yeah.
Liked is not the right word. I appreciated that they did come up with a reason that would go, okay, this would get Superman mad and maybe willing to fight someone in the fact that Lex Luthor has kidnapped his mother and is going to kill her. Has kidnapped also like, hey kids, come to this Superman and Batman movie and see Superman's mom get kidnapped and tortured and like tied up or abused and have creepy pictures of her taken.
Oh, those pictures were unsettling.
Yeah, and it's like we don't need that, gang. We don't need that in our superhero movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like who okayed this? Like cuz I don't know if you noticed, but there were children at that movie last night in capes.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, no kids should see this movie.
No.
Like, not even a little. Like, and even in the Marvel movies, when there's moments where you're like, oh, this might be tough on a kid. This might upset them. In the end, things work out in a way where I think a kid would have no problem processing it and going, okay, that scary thing happened, but then the good guys won, or like then they talked it out, they got on the same team, you know, like
they were kind of, geez.
Yeah, exactly. See why it's not fun to talk about? It's like thinking about this movie is like a bummer. So anyway, but there were a few moments, to get back to the thing you asked a long time ago, there were a few moments where I was like, the Superman-ness of him, that was like, there was a couple moments in this movie where that made me have that revelation of like, oh, it doesn't matter that this movie's terrible, this movie is doing bad thing, or trying, that this movie is trying to mold Superman into what they want him to be, what these people who don't seem to get what the point of him is, what they're trying to like, what they think would be cool or would be popular with a big audience. And it's like, it was like there was a moment where I felt like the real Superman sort of still shone through.
Shone.
Shined.
like that sort of light of what Superman really is kind of broke through, and it's like, oh, the idea of this character is bigger than what they can do to him. And that is like, oh, he's that when I would, when there would be a moment where I, all of a sudden I would feel that kind of like, oh, that's Superman, you know, yeah. Like when those moments would happen, then I would go like, okay, that's, he's still, even though they're trying to make him say things that I feel like Superman wouldn't say or do things that he wouldn't do, that character, the truth of the character is still under there. And so that's kind of why I'm like, I don't even need to get mad about this movie, even though it's easy to, because it's like, it's fine. And it's the same deal for like, to a lesser extent with Batman, but I feel like Batman can handle a lot more.
Well, he's meant to be gritty and flawed. Well,
sure, right? But he's also meant to be like Adam West. Batman is infinitely malleable, I think.
Hmm.
And not that Superman isn't also, but Batman's not the same kind of like aspirational figure.
Yeah.
You know, he's like some other word that escapes.
Imperfect has a lot more bread. What's the word I'm looking for? Possibilities?
Sure. Yeah. A breadth of possibilities. Yeah. Is that what you're trying to
yes.
say?
Yes.
I was like, is that a word? So yeah, I feel like Batman is more, you can kind of have more leeway with what you do with Batman, and it's not as upsetting, or it doesn't feel as like off, because since he's not like an aspirational figure, Batman is like way more of a power fantasy kind of like figure than Superman is, because I feel like Batman is way more the kind of thing like a 13-year-old would think is cool, which I'm not saying Batman isn't cool. I think I love Batman. Don't get me wrong, just because Superman is my guy. I'm not like bad mouthing Batman, no matter what this movie's marketing team wanted to try to make me do. But it's like, oh, he's got all the money and he's so good at beating people up, and he doesn't have to go to work, and he's got all the coolest gadgets, and he's got a big house, and he's so cool, and he's so rich, and he's got all the cars, and like supermodels are so attracted to him, and he's just like all this stuff. And Superman is a guy who could do anything, but what he chooses to do is go to a normal job, and he has a girl that he loves, and he gets yelled at by his boss, and he still just, he doesn't get mad about it. He does the right thing. He's like, he's, that's the thing. Like, I could just talk and talk and talk about Superman. But, so how about this? Let's switch it up for a moment so that it's not just me talking about how great Superman is. Liz, with no connection to these characters of the level that I have,
right.
Or the level that someone, I mean, obviously you have, like, you know about Superman and Batman.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
And you've seen a bunch of movies, though you sometimes don't remember them or are not sure which ones were which. What did you think of this movie?
I spent a lot of it being very confused.
Okay. Let's talk about, what were some things that confused you?
I thought that they were too smart to be so mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that they would both realize that they could do a lot more good together
mm-hmm.
than fighting each other.
Well, I couldn't agree more.
I mean, I think that was even before I saw it, I was like, why? Don't they fight evil? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Listeners of the old podcast or people who follow me on Twitter may know that I have a grandma-aged cousin named Peggy who raised me, who I tweet about watching wrestling with on Monday nights, and had a fabulous moment with her where they showed a commercial for Batman versus Superman during wrestling last Monday, and apparently it was the first she had heard about this movie, and you know, the trailer said Batman versus Superman or whatever. And she just like shot a look over at me from across the room. Was like, Batman versus Superman? What's that about? You know, just like completely incredible. Like, why is it versus?
Yeah. The right reaction.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's the absolutely appropriate reaction. I understand there's like this idea that, you know, oh, it's so cool to see Batman and Superman fighting. Like, that feels like just such a juvenile.
But like, it almost, like, it calls to mind for me that image of like those like dinosaurs with laser beams on their heads. It's just like, okay, no.
Which natural history museum was this?
The one in Spain.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, the dinosaurs in America didn't have lasers? Oh, okay. A thing where it's like, what do you mean?
Well, just like so over the top, like not...
So unnecessary?
Yes.
Like dinosaurs are cool enough?
Right.
Like a dinosaur is already cool? You don't have to put lasers on it? Though yes. I will say.
Like it's just saying it out loud sounds hilarious and excessive.
Yeah. I will say, going back to your question about bad movies, I just remembered this. It's like, I do think that I feel like I could take that movie, Batman versus Superman, I mean. I feel like I could edit a version of that movie that was a fun, bad movie. It would still be bad. I don't think you could make a good movie out of what's there.
Of what would you include in the fun, bad movie?
Well, you were sitting fairly close to me when we saw this. I don't know how much of this you caught, but there were multiple times during this movie where I was laughing so hard that I had to take my... like. Well, at one point, I was laughing so hard, my 3D glasses fell off. And there were other parts where I was just like, where I was laughing so hard. There was at least, I think there were 2 points where I was laughing so hard, like my eyes were watering up. And I was like, I had to take all the glasses off to like go, I can't believe how dumb this movie is. There were things that were like great, good, funny, bad movie things where you're just like, oh, what a terrible choice you made here, where you took this thing that could have been neat and made it hilarious. And like, I appreciate those moments because it's like, well, at least I can get this enjoyment out of it. So there's like the first, okay, we tried to figure out the math on this last night. The movie's 2.5 hours long. The first hour and 30 minutes, just like you could watch my, I guess kind of like my happiness enjoyment levels just steadily graph? Declining from when we walked in. If the scale was on like happy to, or like happy is way up here and then unhappy is down here, start going in, we're already pretty low. Cause I'm like, I did not have high hopes for this movie. I was fully prepared for this movie to be a train wreck, but I love being pleasantly surprised, which is why I will go see movies that look terrible and go, maybe it'll be fun. Who knows? I mean, maybe it will be terrible, but maybe it will be terrible in a fun way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was more than happy and ready to be pleasantly surprised. I didn't expect it to happen, but I was open to being pleasantly surprised. I was like, man, maybe it's just the marketing that's making this look like such a mess. Maybe it's, you know, maybe they can find a way to have it be fun or whatever. And the starting from, you know, from when the movie started for that first hour and 30, maybe 40 minutes, it's just a steady decline of going to like having less and less fun. And there was like occasional, maybe like little spikes when something like, oh, that was a neat shot, or, oh, the way they did that was, that was an interesting take on that. Or like, oh, this is kind of a interesting idea. It's not, well, and that's the thing with Man of Steel. People got mad about, there was things that people got mad about with that movie. And some of those things I was like, yeah, this is not what I would have done, but they didn't hire me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, if that's the choices they made and that they have to now live with in this version that they've made. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. It, you know.
So did it steadily decline? It steadily declined.
For the first like hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes or something, with, you know, there was like a couple spikes where something would be whatever. But then it got to a point somewhere around that like hour and a half, hour
you
and 40 minutes.
You hit rock bottom at some point.
I don't think I hit rock bottom, because then it got worse later. But it hit a point where I was going like, how dumb and ridiculous and like nonsensical so much of the movie was, all kind of came together just perfectly to where I was going like, this is hilarious. Like, not, this is unintentionally hilarious to me now. And where I was going like, just, this is, I'm amazed at how like just weirdly awful this is. And I was like having fun in a good, bad movie kind of way.
Yeah.
For a little bit. And then they stomped all over that. They ended up going, all right, stop having fun. Here's, this stuff is going to happen to make it just go, ugh. Like deflated that fun. Where I, there was a point in there where I thought, I was like, oh man, maybe I will end up, if it stays like this, if it had stayed kind of like that, I was like, oh, I'm going to end up liking this movie, you know, but like for the wrong reasons.
Right.
Not at all for the reasons they want. But then, yeah, and then the problem was that then other stuff happened in the movie that trampled that and kind of took that, it even took the fun out of the unintentional fun. So that was a bummer. To when then where I just left, and I was, it's like I felt a little like shell-shocked and just confused when I left. Yeah. More so than, I wasn't like mad or sad. I just was like, yeah, I guess it was more like befuddled and just like, why would you, what happened in your life that would make you make these choices with these characters? So.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I think there was definitely things. Okay, so I'll tell you my absolute two favorite moments from the movie.
Okay.
They're the two parts that I laughed the hardest at, I think. Pretty sure. They're definitely, okay, so there's a point when, spoilers everyone, again, there's a point where Batman is getting into a fight with a bunch, the bad guys, the bunch of goons who have Superman's mom. And because that's part of the plot of this movie.
I know, sorry, I'm just, it sounds so silly.
Yes, like, exactly. Yeah. It should have sounded silly to them when they were writing
right,
it.
Right, right.
So when he goes in there and he's fighting all those people, and I was like, I actually was like, oh man, this might be awesome. I saw like a little bit of a clip from that scene in one of the commercials or something, and I was like, oh, that actually looked kind of cool. Like the way he was moving around really fast and being clever to like take out a bunch of people in a, you know, not in a dark room. I mean, the room was really well lit. You know, that room where he busted up through the floor.
Yeah.
And then was fighting all those guys. You know, usually when they do Batman, like with those, like with the, you know, the Christian Bale Batman movies, a lot of the fighting stuff was always like in the dark and is really like shaky cam and stuff where you don't really see what's happening. And it's to play up that like, oh, that's part of his, how he's able to fight people is that it's like he, coming out from the darkness and he's, they don't know what's going on and blah, blah, blah. But with this, it was like more, oh, he's just so, he's just such a badass that he can just bust up in this room and outfight and out clever a big group of people with weapons.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what it was going to be. But then it was not that at all. It turned out to not be that at all. It sort of started to be that. And then, well, it started to be that. And then he started getting beat up by a bunch of thugs. Or he got, there's a point where he was fighting some guys and then all of a sudden some of the bad guys shot him, like shot at him.
Yeah.
And you see it hit different places on his suit, and it's just like, oh, okay, I guess his whole suit is bulletproof. So it's like it immediately deflates the tension of the threat.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he doesn't have to be fast or strong. It's like, because it's just, it's, you know, it's like, oh, he doesn't have to be quick or clever or a ninja. He can just get shot and it doesn't bother him. But the part that, which that was, I was like, oh, that's a bummer. But the part that then made me laugh was when there's a point where he gets a hold of one of these bad guys and he's like got him down on the ground, beating up on him.
Yeah.
And one of the other bad guys comes up behind him and shoots him point blank in the back of the head. And it doesn't even faze him. But I was like, oh my God, this Batman is so slow and sloppy. He just let some goon shoot him point blank in the back of the head. And I was just like, this is hilariously stupid. Like, you guys don't get Batman at all, clearly. Yeah. Like, you've missed the point of Batman. He's not Iron Man.
I remember you laughing at that moment. Yeah.
So, but I was like, that's so bad. I love it. Because it's like, it shows how, it was like, that's like such a perfect, encapsulation of how dumb these people that made this movie are. You know, like how thoroughly they don't understand the characters.
So this might have been the same scene, or it might have been, I think it was probably the same scene where
the fact that it's like hard to remember, like yeah. maybe this was in that or what, who knows?
Like which chaos of fighting yeah. was this in?
which one of the scenes of just nonstop explosions and smoke and noise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a scene where people, like it was Batman and there were all these guys with guns all around him. And I just remember thinking, like, any of them could shoot him at any moment. And, like, they're not, though. Like, I was yeah. just watching all the guys in the back and, like,
slowly
in
the surrounding point area. Their guns at him.
Like, not even really point, like, run toward him, like, try to hit him with their gun. And I'm like, oh, like, that gun must be out of ammo. And then yeah. he grabs the gun and, like, shoots other people. And I'm like, why was that guy just gonna, like, hit him?
Yeah. With his gun? What's wrong with y'all? Just like, shoot him. Shoot yeah. him in the mouth. Like, but just that was, I was like, it was so disappointing when those first bullets hit him and it had no effect. He just was like, huh! You know, he had that yeah. like, his eyes darted over at him and it was like, oh,
his vulnerability was gone.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're taking away what's cool about Batman, because you're basically just making him superpowered. Yeah. Like if he can come up with a helmet that lets him get shot point blank in the back of the head and not be knocked out or have like a super duper concussion.
Yeah.
Like then it's not special that he's a ninja.
Right.
You know, it's not special that he has trained so hard to become and worked so hard to learn all these skills. And like, you know, you're completely missing the point of what makes him cool. If yeah. you're just like, oh, and then he's going to, like, I imagine the guys who wrote this movie, like sitting in a room, like, you know, little boy sleepover style, like where they're just going like, oh, and then the guy will shoot Batman and he doesn't even care. Like his costume is so cool. The bullets don't even hurt him. And he turns around and he just beats the crap out of him. Like, oh yeah. And then one of the guys tries to do something else and Batman throws him through a wall. And then Batman gets one of the bad guy's guns and he shoots the guy's flamethrower. And then Batman is faster than an explosion from across the room. Like, okay, great. It's like, and you would hear your kids in the other room having that conversation, playing with their action figures. And you go like, oh, you kids are yeah. dumb. But it's fine because you're kids. But then when grown men are being yeah. paid so much money to make this movie and you're like, how? Who let you do this? The other part that was like my absolute favorite part in the movie was the scene when Batman was just about to kill Superman with his kryptonite spear, which that's a thing in this movie. Like, why? Like, you should have. And I'm all for it. If you want to make a superhero world that is like ridiculous, like it has crazy things like kryptonite spears and talking gorillas and, you know, like laser beams that turn you into a butterfly, whatever. I mean, if you want to go really weird with it, I'm fine. That's great. I'll be like, oh, I'm on board for that. But it's like, you can't do that and then also want it to be as serious as a funeral.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't have constant slow motion, somber music. Look at how depressing this is. Oh, my parents are dead. You know, like, let me go to their mausoleum multiple yeah. times. And then also expect me to take, oh no, flying monsters seriously, you know? Right. Like, you can't, it's so, the two pieces don't like, I mean, you can have something be silly and still have stakes where you're invested in it, and or you can have something that's just serious. But when you're like, this is just like, you know, bug nuts crazy.
Yeah.
And it's all, but then you're also wanting me to go like, no, 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 look, the government is getting involved. We're going to have Senate hearings about what this alien can do. And like, we're going to spend a ton of the movie talking about what the ethical implications of this guy who fights space monsters is. It's like, it's like, you, what do you want here? Do you want, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, do you want steak or do you want ice cream? You can't just eat them at the same time. 5-year-old, you know, like,
So I was curious. So something that struck me about this movie was all the, I don't want to say philosophizing, but like clearly somebody had just read some.
Yeah. They all just got out of their like intro to whatever class like in they college.
Had somebody has like a Nietzsche poster in his room and has like taken a vow of silence, Little Miss Sunshine style, and is like, yeah. And so all of this talk about like, you know, like equating Superman to God and like all this stuff. I mean, has that always been an element in Superman movies?
No. You remember how, like, in the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, he shows up and everyone's like, wow! And he just does good things and helps. And then a bad guy tries to do something really catastrophically bad. And it seems like there's no way... A bad guy tries to do something that it seems like it would be impossible for Superman to fix or to stop. And then he does. And then it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and everyone, and he's smiling at the end, and everyone leaves the theater feeling good.
Yeah. Okay, so there's no, like, moral ambiguity.
No, there's, Superman, you know, is sort of like, is a Moses or a Jesus analogy, kind of, whether it's intentional or not, can be argued about, like, what the two teenage boys who created Superman, what their, like, real, you know, the two... Jewish kids who created Superman.
Oh, was it kids?
Well, I mean, they were teenagers.
Yeah.
But they were two bullied teenagers who were like, oh, what if we made a guy who could stand up for the people who can't stand up for themselves?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Superman's real cool. That's the thing when people are like, oh, Superman's, you know, Superman's not cool. Or it's like, Superman's too square. Or whatever, and it's like, oh, you've never been oppressed, have you? Like, oh, you've never, your life has been so sheltered. Like, there's never, you've never had a need for anyone to...
pure good.
Yeah, you've never had a need for anyone, you've never needed someone to intervene and stand up for you for, what's the word? Like, for the sake of justice.
Yeah.
Whether it be just, like, personal or social or, like... whatever, but the idea, it's like, oh, you're young or you're an idiot who hasn't matured emotionally enough to understand that it's like, this is such a cool idea. It's such an important idea. There's a reason. And again, that's why immediately Superman became wildly popular, because he came out, you know, 1938, and in the midst of where the country was, all the bad things that were happening in the country, like the Depression and like World War II. And I mean, those things, I'm giving you just a sense of the general time frame, people. I'm not saying that all of those things happened in 1938. like you make a guy, it's like, there's a reason why people immediately were like, just, he was a phenomenon immediately. Like, yeah. It's so easy to lose sight of that because he's just been around for forever to us. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, there's a reason why he's still around. And it's because, like, he spoke so clearly to something in so many people. We're like, oh, my gosh, a guy that just comes and beats up my terrible slumlord landlord for treating me poorly. Mm-hmm. Like, a guy who comes and stops this corrupt cop from beating people for no reason. A guy that's just... is able, because he's able to, like, he's able to do the things that we can't.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't think that's cool, you're dumb. Or, like, you just, or you don't understand, you have had no, I feel like it's like, or you've had no difficulties in life. You've had no, you know what I mean? Like, does, like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Superman's real cool.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think he's pretty cool.
I'm just glad to finally be able to talk to you about Superman, because I feel like it's, you know, as long as I've known you, it's been, Superman has been your thing, you know?
Since I was, like, Superman was literally my third word.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, like, Superman has been in my life from the start.
I see. Yeah. I feel like it's been like so sacred to you as to be almost like something you can't really talk about.
Oh, clearly you've misinterpreted. Because like I will talk about Superman for way too... I think the point is that I don't talk about it because like once I start talking, it's hard to stop talking, or it's hard to get me to stop talking. So people usually don't want to talk to me about it because they're like, oh boy, he talked about it that one time and then I had to shoot him. to get him to stop. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm like always happy. It's just usually people aren't happy to hear me talk about Superman.
I see.
So this has been...
Maybe it just hasn't come up. I don't know.
Yeah, or people have probably like subtly shifted the conversation away from it in other instances. But of course also, this is like the longest one-on-one conversation you and I have ever had, even though we have known each other for years and years and years.
Perhaps so, yeah.
Because usually we're around... a bunch of other people. And, you know, like we've had fun conversations before and like, you know, in depth or like sort of, philosophical or sort of like meaningful conversations before. But then it also like at any point during one of those, one of our other goofball friends could suddenly like run into a room and go, everybody's got to come out here because blank is happening.
Right. Somebody's setting something on fire.
Yeah. Kurt's trying to set his head on fire.
Yes.
Or like, come in here. We're kicking a wall. We're kicking a hole in Sean's wall. Or, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's when we're talking in situations with a lot of other our goofy friends. What else was important for you to make sure people know that you had feelings about this awful movie? what were some of your other questions that I stopped you from asking me?
Oh yeah, what was that like cave of goo for lack of a better term? Like I feel like there was something I was meant to know about that like cavernous space in which Lex Luthor is like conjuring up these Kryptonian things. and I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That was some kind of, I mean, it's ultimately, it's just whatever they wanted it to be, which was, for some reason, there's a thing here that can bring a body that's been dead for like 2 years back to life and will turn it into a monster if you add some other blood to it, which how on earth would you have known that?
Like why? And then wasn't it somehow thinking that he was Batman? Like
it was he was Batman?
Yeah, wasn't it?
What?
I don't know. Maybe I was just confused.
Okay.
Maybe I was probably like paying attention to my snacks at that moment.
Your snacks were far more compelling than most of this movie. You guys got snacks from Whole Foods and it was like, wow, this is way better than the standard fare.
They were tasty.
I don't think we've gotten to the bottom of anything, and I don't think we've even came close to getting to the bottom of our feelings about this movie, but we have been talking for a long time, and I had a lot of fun talking to you about it. I think we've had a lot of fun. I was going to answer a bunch of Superman-related questions from people on Twitter, but since we're running a little late... Actually, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. Instead of me answering them, I will do another episode where I just answer people's Superman questions. But right now what I would like to do is I would like for you to answer some of people's Superman questions for me.
Oh.
let's see how, like, okay, just do your best.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
This will be fun. Okay. At Leesk asks, how long would it take Superman to hug everyone on Earth, and could he deliver toys faster than Santa?
It would take him 24 seconds and yes.
Okay, good. What is the greatest ridiculous Superman power at Strictly Worse asks?
What is the greatest Superman power?
Greatest ridiculous Superman power.
He could... The ratio of peanut butter to jelly that he could speedily... deposit on your sandwich would be like 100% just 50-50 every
perfect.
Time. Yeah.
Okay. If you had to, at Coltreg asks, if you had to take Superman out for dinner, where would you take him or what would you cook for him?
I would, I would probably want something like cooked in a volcano at that point. Don't you think?
Okay.
Like, is there an active volcano? I would get on Google, find out about any active volcanoes.
All right, right.
And we'd have us a Mongolian barbecue.
How would you survive the volcano?
He'd figure it out.
Okay, sure.
Or maybe I could just give him, we'd go shopping. I'd give him the stuff.
Right.
I'd be at a safe distance from the volcano and I'd just watch and yeah.
What restaurant would you take him to?
Restaurant.
Or if he wasn't going to be doing the cooking, what would you cook for him?
If I was going to cook for him, that's intimidating.
How are your cooking powers?
Oh, they're pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'd make good to know. Him... Oh, I'd probably just make him like a good old tortilla or something.
Okay. Let's see. Which at Getter 404 asks, which one of his weird Silver Age powers needs a comeback? Hypnosis, super hypnosis, super ventriloquism, super weaving, super tiny Superman finger bullets. And what I would like to do, though, is instead of asking which one he should have, out of those powers, which one would you like to have?
Perhaps super ventriloquism, so okay. that I could pick some really dumb things for my least favorite political candidates to say, and so they'd be out of the race.
Let's see. I think I know where that one's going. Oh, this is a good one. Okay, at Just Luke Johnson asks, I've always thought that Superman doesn't have to be ripped, as his strength isn't dependent on muscles. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, totally.
But having said that, did you like seeing him with his shirt off in these movies?
Okay, this may be an unpopular opinion. I thought it was a bit much.
Like, how
ripped he was. Like, because that actor, he was also in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Mm-hmm.
He looked real good in that. And
did he? I mean, I think he's like got to be about the handsomest guy in the world. Like he looks.
Oh, he's beautiful.
He's not even handsome. It's like you look at him and it's like, just get out of here with your.
With your
beautifulness.
Beauty. He's an Adonis.
You're making me feel bad about myself. And yet I also can't stop looking at you.
Right.
He's, yeah.
But to me, I would have toned it down a little bit on the muscles there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, just personally.
Yeah. That's great. Honestly, I don't think there's going to be any better question than that one. I could keep going through some of these. Guys, and I'll go back and I'll ask, I'll answer some more of your questions. Or maybe if you guys really like it, I will just have Liz answer all the Superman questions.
I think you should mention what April was saying before you guys
went. Oh, yeah. Okay. So thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So this will be the last thing because it's perfectly hilarious and encapsulates just what a delight it is to know the people we know and to be around them for things like this. And so when we were on the way to the movie, April asked me, she said, what are your hopes and dreams for this movie? And I said that it's not too long, which, and it was too long. but I was like, that's all I'm hoping for. Cause I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up. I know better than to have my hopes up for this. But then I asked April the same question. I was like, you know, what are your hopes and dreams for this movie then? And she said, I hope we see Superman's butt. And I was like, what? And she's like,
you thought there was no chance of that.
Yeah. I was like, they're not going to have butts in a superhero movie. And she's like, no, they might. And I was like, what? Why? And she's like, because there's that scene where he's like getting in a bath with somebody. And I was like, he's not going to get in a bath with somebody. She's like, yeah, he might. There's like, it looked like there. I saw it on one of the trailers. He's got like having sexy times or something with, he's getting in a bathtub. I think it was him.
Go on.
And I was like, there's no, no, you must be confusing two trailers where it's, I was like, there's not going to be, but boy, was there. Sure enough, he got in that bathtub. And that whole scene was just absolutely hilarious. Because it's like, well, and the thing you talked about was like, what did you think was happening?
Like, Like, I really just thought they just had a freestanding clawfoot bathtub in their living room. Like, he's just like, honey, I'm home.
Oh, you're in the bath.
You're in, like, the tub that is in the geometric center of our living room.
Like, instead of a coffee table in the middle of the living room, they just have a tub.
Yeah. But, like, also, I didn't see a faucet. Like, she had to have, like, taken a bucket and, like, filled it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then he, come on, leaves his shoes on. Like, what if he stepped on something, you know?
I told you my theory on that is that he doesn't ever actually touch the ground when he's walking.
Sure.
He just stays just like a half an inch off the ground, and it looks like he's walking to everyone.
That's fair.
So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for being here for this first episode. This went a little longer than I thought it was going to, but it was a lot of fun, and... Liz, I can't thank you enough for being here, and
thank you so much.
I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, I did.
I hope you guys enjoy hearing me and Liz talk about things, because eventually there will be another thing that Liz and I are doing in the sort of podcast realm. So thank you so much for listening. If you want to email us with questions, comments, anything, the email address is keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter. @KICTM podcast. You can follow me @TheChrisHaley on Twitter. Liz is not on Twitter. I love that you're like, you're proud of that fact. Yeah, guys, thank you so much. I hope you're not too upset that we didn't talk enough about that awful movie, but this was way more fun. And I'll leave you with this. Roxy. Can't be moving around over there. I'm just gonna lay down like a good kitty. All right.